Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
My faith is a big part of who Herman Cain is.
Amazing grace will always be my song of praise.
I think it's outrageous that they will not support him because he is a Mormon.
Why didn't Christ return on October 21? It seems embarrassing for family radio, but God was in charge of everything.
What confessional Lutheranism has is that clear teaching of Christ alone. Solus Christus, Christ for us.
Thank you for providing theology for clerical collar, white collar, and blue collar.
I've said it before, this is the part of the Lord's Prayer, or really any prayer when we pray this. When we have the courage to pray it, that we pray with our fingers crossed. I think all of us have mental, what they would call mental reservations about putting it all in the hands of God's will. We do. We would rather retain some control, at least what we consider to be the illusion of control. And yet Christ instructs us in the Lord's Prayer to pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Now, there's a lot of worrying going on nowadays among Christians about God's will. What is it? How do I find it? Am I in it? Am I out of it? How do I discern what it is? When Jesus gave us this petition to pray, precisely so we wouldn't worry about such things. We're going to talk about Thy Will Be Done. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon, November the 18th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Pastor Bill Swirl is our guest for the first part of this hour. We'll be talking about that great petition, the one that covers heaven and earth, and then we'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. That's four soundbites we've gathered together for you to choose from. You get to choose Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We'll play them for you in about 35 minutes, and then all you got to do is listen and give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email and vote that way, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page. We have left space for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, facebook.com/issuesetc. Pastor Bill Swirla is a regular guest. He's pastor of Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Hacienda Heights, California, and author of an article in the latest issue of Higher Things magazine titled Catechism, Thy Will Be Done. Bill, welcome back.
Good to be back, Todd.
You say
so I'm out of the running for soundbite of the week this week.
I do not believe you were there. You have to have appeared on the show in the last calendar week, which you haven't, so we had no sound bites to choose from for you. Now,
all right, well, that makes it fair for everybody else, though. So
yes, exactly.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise, come on. It is to put a little pressure on you, because we do choose soundbite of the week for next week from the previous week's Friday, too. So if you do well today, you might get back in the running.
Yeah, but you know, by now I'm out of the news cycle, so this is where you kind of leave everything else is Friday afternoon. But that's okay. It's good to be here. I'm glad to be back and talking about that important, as you say, it's really a frightful petition. Thy will be done. Be careful. Be careful praying this. You have no idea what could happen to you. Martin Marty wrote a great book back in the 60s called The Hidden Discipline. Have you seen it?
I have not.
Great little book. You invoke the name Martin Marty, you'll get all kinds of responses. But great little book on the catechisms, a commentary on the Christian life of forgiveness in light of Luther's large catechism is the subtitle of this. But he has this great intro to this petition where he says, the way we pray it, it's like, we're giving up, you know. I mean, we've tried everything. and it's not working out. And we finally realize, all right, you know, God's going to have his way anyway, so we may as well tell him that. And here's a great sentence. He says, in the background, one hears the sweet organ tones and almost smells the overabundance of flowers in the funeral parlor. Thy will be done. Our war is over. I give up. And then he goes on to say, no, this, you've totally missed it. In fact, he says, we ought to be praying not thy will be done, but thy will be done. And to pray it in a militant sort of way, because he says in this one sentence, to pray this prayer is to invite trouble. He says this prayer is to be shouted, not whimpered, to be announced, not whined, to be chanted, not tentatively breathed. I really like that. That's a nice quote from Marty. But he's right. It's a call to arms. God's going to have his way. And remember this always. God's will is good and gracious. The good and gracious will of God is done indeed without our prayer. But we pray. See, we pray that it be done among us also. And so, to remind ourselves always that the will of God is good and it's gracious and it's to save in Jesus.
Now, I think a lot of Christians, most Christians today, in particular those of the evangelical bent, when they hear thy will be done, they think of it primarily in terms of me doing God's will, and then the anxiety, the further anxiety sets in, which is, well, how do I know what it is? How do I know I'm doing it right now? How do I know I didn't miss some of it earlier this morning? It's like trying to stay, I always say it's like trying to stay in a spotlight that keeps moving all over the stage at random, and you're running around trying to stay in that spotlight that is allegedly the will of God. How do we address that?
Well, you know, I think part of the problem here is that, first of all, we're thinking that we're doing the will of God, okay? And that's a big difference than God doing his will in us or God working his will in us. And we do, you know, we doing the will of God, we can't. We're going to fail every time. And as you say, you know, a lot of the stuff that people talk about, that's the hidden will of God. It's precisely what God has not given us to know. And it usually has to do with just, you know, what the grand scheme of things is, how he's working everything out. We know this, God's will is that all would be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So you know, that's first and foremost and center of where we begin to discern the will of God, is it is a will to save and to save in Jesus Christ. Now, you know, what he wants us to do with our vocations, how he wants us to dress our kids in the morning, what kind of car he wants us to drive, either he doesn't care or he's not telling. One or the other. It doesn't matter. It's hidden to us. A lot of times he's left that to our own reason and senses, which he's gifted us in abundance with. So, you know, we don't really need advice on whether to buy, you know, Buick or Chevy here. But the real key in this petition is that God's will to save would happen, and that we would be a part of it. Not only that we would be saved, but that we would be instrumental in broadcasting his salvation to the world as well. And so Luther writes, it's when the will of the devil and the world, the unbelieving world, and our own sinful flesh is restrained and hindered and broken so that God's will to save in Christ is accomplished. You know, so we're really praying this against ourselves too. Well, we're basically saying not my will, but thy will, because if I get my will, I'm going to hell, and I'm taking people with me.
Luther, who is a master of stating the obvious sometimes, says...
Bluntly.
Well, I mean, he starts his explanation for this in his small catechism saying, God's will is done without our prayer. He's going to do his will. So I guess the next question is, why pray thy will be done?
Right. Well, and you could ask that of any of the petitions, because Luther's on kind of a roll there. He talks about God's name is holy in itself, the kingdom comes of itself, the good and gracious will of God is done of itself. So, you know, and on you go. You could extend it even through daily bread. It's going to be there whether you thank God for it or not. But it really gets to the heart and the essence of prayer itself. And that's why I love the Lord's Prayer as kind of the textbook of all prayer. It's not to bribe God or to cajole him or to negotiate or to transact with God or to pull strings in the universe so all of a sudden, you know, all the universal constants shift in our favor. It is a conversation based on relationship. as dear children coming to their dear Father in heaven, Luther writes at the beginning, you know, the opening of the Our Father. It is relational conversation, if you will, the pillow talk between the bridegroom and the bride, or, you know, in terms of this prayer, of little children at the feet of their dear Father, whose will is good and gracious to provide for them, protect them, defend them, save them. And so it's really it's more acknowledging that God's will is done, and that we as believers rejoice when it's done. We rejoice when our will is broken. We rejoice when the old Adam in us is put to death. And we rejoice when the devil doesn't get his way and the unbelieving world is frustrated in its attempts to squelch the gospel. And so, you know, in this petition, we're delighting in the will of God because we trust, for Christ's sake, we trust that it is good and gracious. And I have to add, you always have to say that the good and gracious will of God is done. You know, it's not God's will to damn. It's not God's will that anyone be lost, that anyone be that anyone perish, or any of that, and so that always has to be prefaced. It's a good and gracious will. How do we know that? Solely in Jesus Christ. Solely. I mean, if you look around in the world, you'll get a mixed message of God's will. What's His will when a tsunami washes over your country, or a tornado rips through your town, or whatever thing you can, you know, there we don't know the will of God. It's hidden to us, and God's not talking. He's basically saying, look to Christ, my son, and trust Him. That's my will.
Pastor Bill Swirla is our guest. We'll take a break when we come back. A little more time with him talking about Thy Will Be Done. He's pastor of Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Hacienda Heights, California, and he's author of an article in the latest issue of Higher Things magazine titled Catechism, Thy Will Be Done. When we come back, he's mentioned them already, but we'll talk in a little more detail about the other wills that God must break for His will to be done.
She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel, take it from my hands, 'cause I can't do this on my own.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House. Listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House. cph.org.
Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
The faith, once for all, delivered to the saints. You're listening to Issues Etc.
If any former evangelicals are hearing me speak right now, I want to assure you, you don't have to be a homeless Christian. If you would go to issuesetc.org, look on their website, you'll find a list of churches. Find one close to you and attend that church. There, you can receive the true gospel, you don't have to be a homeless Christian, and they will not call you a backslider.
To find a church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
How do many leaders of pop American Christianity misinterpret the Great Commission? I've written an article in the latest edition of the online Issues Etc. journal titled The Not-So-Great Commission, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Kelly Klagis details her journey from parachurch fellowships to confessional Lutheranism. The latest Issues Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org.
I managed to get a doctorate in economics, tenured at a major university, write two books, raise two children, eight foster children, and I have never read a single issue of Ms. Magazine.
The breakthrough moment for him was not in the theories of what makes a war just or not. Breakthrough moment for him was when he knelt before the altar of God, which on the ship was nothing more than a gray metal table set up for the Eucharist.
The life of Christ is present in the apostolic preaching. It's in his body and blood set upon our altar. It's in the death-dealing life given in holy baptism and in the forgiveness-dealing words of holy absolution.
Joel is a hyper-Pelagian. He says that man's will is powerful, that God is waiting for you to act. And you can't preach the law if that's what you think of man.
In about 20 minutes, we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. There's a sampling of the soundbites we'll have for you, four of them for you to listen to, and then get ready to vote because you get to pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, November the 18th, in about 20 minutes. We're talking about Thy Will Be Done. Pastor Bill Swirla is our guest. Now, you've mentioned our will being broken, and briefly before the break, you talked about the world and the devil as well. And this is the way Martin Luther kind of frames his idea surrounding the will of God, that while his will is being done, it is also necessarily thwarting these many other wills. Talk about that.
Yeah, this is sometimes it's a common preacher's label to call them the unholy trinity, you know, the devil, the world, that is the unbelieving world, and our own flesh, that is the old Adam. And this is a theme that Luther carries throughout the Catechism, and especially in the Our Father. You'll see it again in Deliver Us from Evil, and Lead Us Not into Temptation. And these are the devil, the world, and the old Adam in us are the three wills that oppose the will of God and do not wish His kingdom to come, do not wish His name to be hallowed. That would deprive us of daily bread, that would lead us into sin. In fact, Luther parses it a little bit further later on when he says the devil would lead us to misbelief, to false belief, false doctrine, the false objects of faith. The world would drive us to despair as we look around and we see the condition in the world. We begin to question whether God even exists, let alone that he has any kind of a good and gracious will, and the old Adam that would lead us to all sorts of great sin, shame, and vice, etc. So it's these three wills that oppose God's will, and so in praying this petition, we are really calling God to arms and basically saying, thwart and destroy these wills lest they destroy us.
And you mentioned early in our conversation, I think this is not the way we usually think about it. We're kind of saying, well, I'm going to try and conform my will to God's will. But the picture there is a little more violent. For God's will to be done, my will must be broken. I think you said we pray this against ourselves.
Yeah, and it gets back to this the basic presupposition of who we are as believers, or what we are as Christians, is we are simultaneously old Adam and new man. Simultaneously sinner and saint, at once in Adam and in Christ. And so it's not a matter of fixing the old Adam, of renovating him. And so it's not a matter of kind of brushing up our will so that we can kind of line it up with God's will. It's that our will must die so that God's will, that is the new man in Christ who has the mind of Christ, can rise. And so it's a death and resurrection theme. It's not this common notion that, first of all, we have to kind of learn and discern God's will, somehow peering into the secret mysteries of the mind of God, and then by our own efforts we have to, through discipline and however, conform our will to God's will. It's that we want God to make His will our will, but that will only happen when we get out of the way.
The biggest mystery surrounding these words is that Christ Himself prays them. And He prays them in the darkest, approaching the darkest hours of His ministry, in Gethsemane, where He Himself admits to His disciples, "My soul is troubled even to the point of death." He is, I think it's fair to say, at least in an emotional sense, He is desperate. And He's praying earnestly with God. And a major feature of that prayer is, "Thy will be done." That's got to be different than when I pray, "Thy will be done."
That is different. But, it's different, but it's connected. And I'm really glad you mentioned that because here is the Son of God in the flesh. bearing the sin of the world, taking it to the cross, and seeking in prayer, seeking really if there is another way, you know, then let's do it. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. I think we should always have that scene in Gethsemane in mind as we pray this petition, because that's where this petition will land you, on the cross. Now, fortunately, it will land us on the cross of Jesus, you know, where baptism has pinned us, and that's a good thing. To be crucified with Christ is also to be raised with him, you see. But that petition takes him to the cross and to his death, and again, it goes back to the will of God. It is a good and gracious will of God. This is the good and gracious will of God, that his son should die in our place in order to save us.
What's the problem with trying to, as you put it before, discern or discover a will of God that he has not revealed to us, a hidden will?
Well, and that's always the temptation, I think. We would love to know what's on God's mind beyond what he has revealed to us. And it all goes back to the Word. God, or it goes back to your little preface in the beginning. You know, we're in the passenger seat. God's in the driver's seat. He's got the destination completely in mind. He's got the route in mind. He does not need our help. And he has revealed to us in his Word, through the prophets, the apostles, the evangelists, basically what we need to know so that we understand, at least in a faith sense, what God's up to, that in spite of what we see and what we might experience in our lives, his good and gracious will is that we be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth in Christ. Our temptation and the temptation of the old Adam is to reach behind that because, you know, we like that tidbit of secret information, don't we? That's what drives all of gossip. I know something you don't. Or that's what like fuels our curiosity. And so we would like to reach behind the ordinariness of the Word that God has revealed not only to me but to you and to all, and to find out what the special plan is for Bill Swirla or for Todd Wilkin or something like that, you know. And who knows, maybe there is no special plan. You know, maybe God just kind of lets it all happen in freedom and makes good out of everything through the death and resurrection of Jesus. Wouldn't that be sort of a whacking disappointment, you know, that we thought God was like playing this huge chess game and all he is just kind of watching the thing and saying, I got it all covered in the blood of Jesus, you know. That's the point. The point is we have to lens it all through the death of Jesus. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith, and everything else that's going around is pretty much freestyle. I've seen people paralyzed. They can't get up square one because they're trying to figure out what the will of God is for their life. You know, my advice is why don't you just try and do something?
Is this either the anxiety about the will of the hidden will of God, or the kind of puerile desire to see it, to glimpse it, are both really based in a failure to trust the revealed will of God?
Well, isn't that the problem? That the revealed Word comes in such a homely form that there's got to be more than that, we figure, you know, and the sacraments, well, you know, come on. And it all goes back to what those convenient little labels, theology of glory, theology of the cross, don't want to see things through the lens of the humility and suffering and death of Jesus, but rather we want to see things in the way of peering into the mysteries of the universe, kind of knowing the hidden secrets, pulling the curtain back to reveal Oz at the control panel. Because I mean, deep down, what's our desire? We want to be at the control panel. So we figure if we can get into this information somehow, we can transact with God and we can get the strings pulled so things come out our way. The news flash is things have come out our way in Christ. Because God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, does not count men's sins against them. So it's all taken care of in Christ, and the rest you don't have to know, which is kind of freedom, because like Job discovered, God, you know, when God talks to Job about this, he goes, you know, if I told you, you wouldn't understand anyway, so, you know, why bother?
We're talking with Pastor Bill Swirla, pastor of Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Hacienda Heights, California, author of an article in the latest issue of Higher Things magazine titled Catechism, Thy Will Be Done, about Thy Will Be Done. You can find out more, by the way, about the great Lutheran youth organization called Higher Things at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. 5 more minutes with Pastor Swirla, then get ready to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Okay, here's another mystery surrounding the will of God. God's will is done. God's will be done. He has assured this, assured us of this, and that will is good and gracious. But God's will isn't always done, is it? I sin, you sin. We're not doing God's will. Things happen in this world. Big things like people go to hell, which is not God's will. Now, I'm no expert in logic, but it can't be is and is not. Is it done or is it not done? Or is this something that only God can answer, that only God ultimately can understand with regard to his will? There are people who look at the situation in the world today and say, God's will isn't always done. And they'll say, well, then that means we've got to do it. Some of the brighter avant-garde theologians say God doesn't know and can't control everything. And yet Jesus tells us to pray, Thy will be done. And he assures us that God's good and gracious will be done. We'll be right back.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
A victory for a Kansas pro-life law.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Kansas recently passed a law prohibiting insurance companies from offering abortion coverage as part of their general health plans, except when the mother's life is endangered. This law is designed to end situations where those paying into general health plans end up paying for abortions. The ACLU challenged the law in federal court. Fortunately, U.S. District Judge Wesley Brown rejected the arguments of the ACLU. Brown, who by the way is the nation's oldest judge, being 104 years old, upheld the Kansas law and is allowing it to go into effect. Thank you, Justice Brown.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
It's always been a matter of trust. It's a matter of trust.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. A few more minutes with Pastor Bill Swirla talking about Thy Will Be Done, then Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. So, how do we square this? Because I can look around in the world and I can see lots of things happening on a daily basis that I know from God's word are not his will. Terrible tragedies, murders, just watch the news. It's pretty much a catalog of God's will not being done. And yet, we are assured that God's will is done. What's going on, Bill?
Well, you're listing out what I would call the pent ultimates. And you're doing it from the perspective of below, as from below as we experience it. I want you to imagine that there's a machine where you can dump all the garbage and the rot and the filth and everything else that you sweep up from the streets, and out the other end comes pure gold. When you look at a machine like that, that could transform garbage into gold, okay, we're going to name that the cross of Jesus, the death and resurrection of Jesus, so that all that needs to be done is to basically suck up all the filth, the vileness, the suffering, the everything, you name it, all that stuff that you're listing, you just dump it into the machine and out will come pure gold. God was in Christ reconciling the world, the cosmos, everything to himself. And in doing that, he does not count men's sins against them. That's the big thing, is forgiveness of sins. So if all that God ever did was to send his only begotten Son, the eternal Son, to be born of the Virgin, to die and to rise again, his will would ultimately, not penultimately, but ultimately be done. And that is that everything else is brought through the death and resurrection of Jesus. Behold, I make all things new, Jesus says. And in making all things new, he sets right what has been set utterly wrong by the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. And he has reconciled all things to himself. And so from our perspective, we see the unreconcilables. From God's perspective, through the lens of the blood of his Son, Jesus, he sees all things reconciled, made good again.
Now, finally, when we pray this prayer, thy will be done, what should we know from God's revealed will so that, insofar as we are able, and only with the Holy Spirit, we can actually pray this and mean it rather than pray it with our fingers crossed?
And with a healthy amount of fear and trembling, I would add, too. You know, it goes back to that passage that we always recite, Romans chapter 8. The final verse verse 37, that in all these things we hyper-conquer through him who loved us, we more than conquer. For I'm sure that neither death nor life, angels, rulers, things present, things to come, powers, height, depth, anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And before that, where Paul talks about his present sufferings, you know, he says we patiently endure these things because with the whole creation we're waiting for something greater, you know, the glory that is to come, so that in all things God works together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. That's, again, the good and gracious will of God. That means the good things, the bad things, the ugly things, the things that we can barely look at. It means the sins we commit and the sins committed against us. God works all these things for good. He turns our garbage into great 24-karat gold by way of the death and resurrection of Jesus, his Son, and the atoning blood that was shed on the cross for all.
Pastor Bill Swirla is pastor of Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Hacienda Heights, California, and he's authored an article in the latest issue of Higher Things magazine titled Catechism, Thy Will Be Done. Bill, thank you very much.
Good to be with you again, Todd.